August 10, 1899, about justice. The fruits of justice, truth and simplicity. How Jesus is wounded by simplicity. This morning, as my sweet Jesus came, he transported me outside of myself, and then he disappeared. As he left me alone, I saw as though two candelabra of fire descending from heaven, which then, dividing into many pieces, formed many lightnings and much hail that came down upon earth, causing very great torment over plants and men. The horror and the vehemence of the thunderstorm was such that one could not even pray, and people could not manage to withdraw into their homes. Who can say how frightened I was left? So I began to pray in order to placate the Lord, and as he came back, I saw that he was carrying an iron rod in his hand, which had a ball of fire at the top. He told me, "My justice has been withheld for a long time, and with reason it wants to take revenge on the creatures, who have dared to destroy every justice within them. Ah, yes, I find no justice in man." He has counterfeited himself completely in his words, in his works and steps. Everything is deception, everything is fraud, everything is injustice, which have penetrated into his heart, in such a way that, inside and out, he is but a bilge of vices. Poor man, how you have reduced yourself. While saying this, he was swinging the rod he had in his hand, in the act of wounding man. I said to him, "Lord, what are you doing?" And he, "Do not fear. Do you see this ball of fire? It will cause fire, but will only strike the evil, the good will receive no harm." And I added, "Ah, Lord, who is good? We are all evil. I beg you not to look at us, but at your infinite mercy. In this way you will be placated for all." After this, he added, "The daughter of justice is truth. Just as I am the eternal truth, and I do not deceive, nor can I deceive, in the same way, the soul who possesses justice makes truth shine in all of her actions. Therefore, since she knows by experience the true light of truth, if someone wants to deceive her, since that light which she feels within herself is missing, she immediately recognizes the deceit. And so it happens that with this light of truth she deceives neither herself, nor her neighbor, nor can she be deceived. The fruit produced by this justice and by this truth is simplicity, which is another quality of my being simple. So much so, that I penetrate everywhere. There is nothing that can prevent me from penetrating inside of it. I penetrate into heaven and into the abysses, into good and into evil. But my being, which is most simple, by penetrating even into evil, does not get dirty. Even more, it does not receive the slightest shadow. In the same way, through justice and truth, gathering this beautiful fruit of simplicity within herself, the soul penetrates into heaven, she enters into hearts to lead them to me, she penetrates into everything that is good. And if she finds herself with sinners and sees the evil that they do, she does not get dirty because, being simple, she immediately brushes it off, without receiving any harm. Simplicity is so beautiful, that my heart is wounded at one gaze alone of a simple soul. She is the admiration of angels and men.